Victoria looked up at the portrait of her father, wearing his uniform and standing beside a cannon. She could not forget, even if she wanted to, that she was a soldier's daughter. She turned round and opened one of the red boxes on her desk. They had come that morning as soon as the death of her uncle had been officially announced. Evidently the business of government, whatever that was exactly, must go on. Victoria picked up the document at the top of the pile and began to read. It appeared to be about the appointment of a new bishop in Lincoln, but it was written in such convoluted language that Victoria could not be sure. How was she meant to choose between the various candidates? She had never heard of any of them. As she flicked through the other documents, she began to feel anxious. There were endless lists of officers waiting for commissions, a paper from the Foreign Office about the movement of troops in Afghanistan, a memorandum from the Lord Chamberlain about Queen Adelaide's widow's pension. Victoria sat down, trying not to panic. She picked up one of the dolls that sat on their own chairs nearby. This doll was wearing the tinsel crown she had made for it all those years ago in Leysin's schoolroom. Talking to dolls was hardly the behaviour of a queen, but Mama and Conroy had not liked her to play with other children, apart from Conroy's awful daughter Jane. So in the long, lonely hours of childhood, Victoria had had to invent her own companions. Number 123, she felt, was a little older than her, the kind of friend that one would go to for advice and counsel. She looked at the doll's button black eyes and said, "How does a queen deal with her correspondence, do you think, number 123?